Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
You say, put yourself in the other's place, or as the saying goes, walk a mile in my shoes. Now, I want to stop here, David. I want you to speak to the person who up to this point maybe hasn't even considered what is it like to walk a mile in a Muslim's shoes or in a lesbian's shoes or in somebody who's been ousted from their church because they failed morally and been put out and not welcome back. What's it like to walk in their shoes? Talk about why this is so important.
Well, I mean, I think all of us, Susie, have a story. And my story is different than your story. My way has been different. And I've experienced some suffering that other people have not. I've experienced some joy that other people have not. And I think if we're truly to understand each other, live in community with each other, truly live as reconciled people, that's one of the great words of the scriptures. We have been reconciled to God. And so God has called each of us to be reconciling people. And if we're to be making things right among other people, we've got to understand as best we can with our limited minds what other people have been through. What is it like to be raised as a Muslim? What is it like to have these urges that are different? I am a heterosexual male. If I'm going to try to understand truly what other people are going through, I have to try to understand what it's like to have other sort of urges and desires. This is not easy. Does not come easy. It doesn't come naturally to us. It comes very unnatural. But I think it's important for us if we're going to try to understand the other and not just treat them as a thing, but treat them as a real person, to say that these people have a different history than I have. I need to try to understand that. It doesn't mean that necessarily that I would, at the end of the day, agree. But it just means that I'm moving forward trying to understand where they are coming from and what their lives are like.
Don't you think, David, that takes a measure of humility, but also a holy confidence to say, I know God's word is true at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. And I know it so well that I can walk in humility. I can enter into a conversation with you, and I don't have to tie this all up in a bow at the end of our first conversation. I mean, there's something really powerful about people who are comfortable in their skin enough to say, I'm going to walk this walk. I'm going to walk it out. I'm going to ask you questions, and I don't have to be the beginning and the middle and the end of this conversation, you know?
Right. I don't have to always be right. You know, God is the one who is right. God is the right maker. I don't have to be the one. I don't have to have all the answers. And when you say I have to be able to prove this and demonstrate that and convince you of this, that's a heavy burden that each of us is trying to bear. I learned a long time ago with Campus Crusade for Christ that sort of the definition of witnessing is sharing Christ in the power of the Spirit and leaving the results to God.
Wow.
That's very simple.
Fantastic.
Just sharing what we know. Sharing what we know, sharing our experience, sharing the truth of the Scripture with other people in a humble, generous way, as you said, but also at the end of the day saying, if this person is going to be made right, if God is going to reconcile them, it's really God's work, it's not my work. I've been faithful to be a witness. That's my duty.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.